Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
And Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We start with the weather. A lot of people waking up thinking, is it going to be cold enough to deal with ice and snow for the morning commute? The good news is no. However, high winds have been an issue. And we go direct to the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Shannon Heffern. Shannon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
Doing well. I saw noted in Wheeling a wind gust of 62 miles an hour, and noticed in my neighborhood it's trash night. There's a lot of trash cans blown over, a lot of debris. So the windy conditions came, but it looks like most of the moisture is going to be moving out before the morning commute's over.
That's right. Yeah, it's in the 40s right now, so the morning commute should not be an issue. But if you check into the Ohio area, it is dropping fast over in Columbus area into the 20s. So that colder air is going to be pushing in the next couple hours, probably by midday. Luckily, the temperatures with the daytime heating and the surface of the ground, it shouldn't be too icy in the afternoon. But as the snow kind of pushes in, like periods of snow, it could be icy in the evening commute, especially after dark.
Are we still talking, Shannon, about not much accumulation?
Really not much accumulation. Maybe into the ridges there would be some lighter accumulations, but nothing for like a winter weather advisory. It's just going to be a light coating, but we know in the light coating around this area, you could still get some problem areas, accidents from that. So we want everybody to be cautious this evening, and especially in the morning commute, if there's anything like a light coating.
But again, the morning commute looks like well above the freezing mark, so no worries about that happening this morning.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, it is breezy out there, so you're going to still need a coat because it's in the 40s, but with the wind chills, with the wind, it feels like in the 30s, and those temperatures would be dropping. But, yeah, watch out for the trash cans or decorations. I saw some twig branches on the road, so make sure that doesn't, like, puncture your tire. So, but, yeah, it's pretty breezy out there.
All right, while we have you, the rest of the weekend looks dry, though, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, looking for tomorrow, it'll be up into the 40s, and then but it'll drop. Sunday's highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. Overnight lows will be, it'll be cold tonight. It'll be like in near the teens, up the low 20s, but nothing like last weekend where we had a winter system. It's pretty dry, so if you're doing some holiday shopping, you should be good.
Yeah, they call it Super Saturday at the malls. Did you hear this? Yeah. 158.9 million people are expected to be out shopping.
Well, I can tell you, Larry, I bumped into a lot of them yesterday at Ross Park Mall. The place was crawling.
That's,
I mean,
like
it was
old
packed
school
in there.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying away from that. I'm like, I'm happy I'm actually working. I'm like, I don't want to be around that.
That's why you're a scientist. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shannon.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Meteorologist Shannon Heffron at the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh.
You know, any talk about the economy that's been on the downside would be hard to buy into if you were in person at Ross Park Mall yesterday. I mean, we're talking about the Thursday before the week of Christmas now, right? This is what I was I would expect to see, like, on a Tuesday ahead of a Christmas week.
I
mean, it really was that busy. I parked all the way out on the perimeter of the parking lot because that was all that was available.
Listen, I'm with you. I stopped to pick something up at Ross Park Mall earlier in the week on Wednesday, and I had a hard time finding a place to park, and it was just lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
That said, holiday travel also picks up significantly, as you might expect. The Federal Aviation Administration expects the busiest day to be this Friday. That's today. CBS correspondent Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
The FAA says almost 52,000 flights will take off for jolly destinations today alone. The group Airlines for America says the busiest travel days are today through Sunday, Friday, December 6th, and Sunday, December 28th. American Airlines says they're fully ready for the winter weather with de-icing operations at key airports such as here in Chicago at O'Hare and Boston's Logan Airport. Chicago-based United Airlines says the most popular international holiday destinations include Cancun, London, and Frankfurt. The most popular New Year's Eve destinations include Orlando, Las Vegas, and Honolulu. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Yeah, so there you go. But 158.9 million shoppers tomorrow out and about. But you remember when you would go, this was like old school.
That's how it felt when I went there yesterday at the mall. It felt like everybody was out at the, that's what we did.
Right.
And this wasn't all people going, you know, taking their walking time at the mall either. There were a few of those, but most everyone had bags. They were going from one store to the next. I had to wait in line at the store I was at to see some. I was there to pick up a new computer at the Apple store.
I think you're a little too big to sit on Santa's lap.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you should have seen the line for Santa yesterday as well.
Look what the wind blowed in. There he is, Pat Septak, our news editor.
He's been wearing a Christmas theme top all week.
This one says Griswold on the back, double zeros, and it has a moose with a Christmas look on the front. That's actually a very cool.
So we're talking,
it's like a hockey jersey.
What's they call it?
Wally World.
Is that Christmas Vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wally World with Chevy Chase. Anyway. So there you have it, and we're at 43 right now, so no worries of ice or snow for the morning commute. The day's news, weekday afternoons at 5, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Colin Dunlap, 2 to 6, who was broadcasting live yesterday from Children's Hospital in the atrium there. They call it the Dream Big Studios, and the 72nd annual UPMC Children's Hospital Telethon with Katie Kay. And for us here on radio, we started it. It'll be 80 years next year. And in 1933, the Pittsburgh Press and the Press Old Newsboys were the genesis for the Free Care Fund, Paul, when, you know, Children's Hospital was more or less in its infancy. It started in 1890, 135 years ago, with 15 beds. And, of course, no child denied medical care because of, you know, financial issues. So that's why we do what we do.
It's mind-bending to think how much medicine has changed from the time of the beginning of Children's Hospital to what we have today.
And the innovations. That place is spectacular in Lawrenceville. And the Free Care Fund, with your support, raised $1,949,759.
Next year, more than two.
Yeah.
Let's go for $2 million.
Because it'll be our 80th here for KDK Radio. Pretty impressive, Aaron. And when you're at Children's Hospital, and I think of Colin and dealing with leukemia with his daughter, who is, you know, a remarkable young lady, but imagine what that's like going through for a mom and dad and, you know, sibling and their son. And I think Colin's definitely changed by that experience, and in a good way, and wants to give back and help. So,
well, yeah, talk about perspective. After something like that, it's so clear what matters in life.
You heard Michael Spaciopoli, the big boss in the editorial, talking about the gravity of the heavy news, and that's real, and that's part of what we have to do, but also keep in mind gratitude and,
well, again,
the wonderful people and things that happen here.
All of the great things that are done at Children's Hospital on a daily basis, those things are routine, right? You know, it doesn't move the needle much for news unless it's a new breakthrough procedure of some kind or maybe a miraculous recovery. But, I mean, what is going on there every day is outstanding, top-of-the-line work that deserves recognition.
It was pretty emotional being there, guys, seeing the families and the kids. And, you know, it's a blessing to have a facility like that here. And we certainly don't take it for granted, and we thank you for your generosity, because this radio station and the people in this region, for decades and decades, they've looked at it around the country, especially when it started in a big way with Jack Bogut and the Farkleberries, and Jack is still with us, and they just are blown away by the generosity of people. They said, how do you do that? And Jack used to tell them, I don't do it. It's the people here. And so that was a great editorial. Just remember all the good things and the gratitude we have for the people that we get to interact with.
I think it's important to keep it in mind when, you know, these stories that we're covering this morning, for example, you know, dominate the news. They're attention-getting stories and that are tragic and involve death, but we have to cover them. But at the same time, they drown out the conversation, I think, a little too much about the good things in life.
Yeah,
right.
Nice to seek that balance. And guess what? I got to work with John Shumway.
I know. I saw it on my X feed. Congratulations. That made me happy to see that pic last night.
He said to say hello, and I told him all about you, Aaron.
Reunited. And it felt so good.
Oh, my God. We were together in this studio for 16 years.
And then, of course, on television even more.
Yeah, for 5 years on TV before that. And I said, John, you're still on TV. I still see it on the big screen in here. It's like you're still in the studio. But he says to say hello to everybody, and he's doing very well. I got one story. I love these real, true stories, right?
Yes.
Dropping a few F-bombs while wrestling a Christmas tree up a flight of stairs might actually help you do the trick. A new study has found that swearing can lower physical inhibitions, making you feel stronger and perform better.
I'm a free man.
my wife's family must feel like,
oh, wow,
Arnold Schwarzenegger. The way they see it, a lot of people unconsciously hold themselves back, and then letting loose with some potty mouth verbiage can help you focus when you're trying to do something physically taxing. So I grew up in a home where, you know, four boys and a sister, you would think there would be more swearing. But then when I met my wife's family, oh, my own. Even their dog barked the F-bomb. That dog was strong, too, so it must be something to it. We ask that if you're in public, you just mumble it under your breath. And yesterday, with all the news, an executive order signed by President Trump in part said this: the federal government's long delay in recognizing the medical use of marijuana does not serve the Americans who report health benefits from medical marijuana's use to ease chronic pain and other various medically recognized ailments. This has been a long time coming, but what does it actually mean to us? And a local expert who I've known for many years, Gina Wenzel's with us, who is co-founder of Plant Media Project, among your other achievements. But you have been very, very, very passionate about this particular subject for a long time. Gina, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
And one of the surprises in this, Gina, is Republican United States Senator Dave McCormick was actually at odds with the president on this. He signed a letter along with some other senators trying to get them not to do this. So sort through the details for us, please.
Yeah, because it does sound very exciting, right? The headlines make you think that this is really, really good for cannabis. And I would hope that, you know, folks realize what the differentiation is here. So we're going to dive into this a bit. So what does rescheduling a drug actually mean, right? And so just to do a little backtrack, the Controlled Substances Act is the statute that was established for federal U.S. drug policy passed by Richard Nixon back in the 70s. And what it does is it organizes drugs based on their ability for either...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Medical use or abuse. And so at the right now, as it had stood, was that cannabis was listed as a Schedule I drug. This would be the same as heroin. And so this executive order says to move marijuana from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, which would be the same category as ketamine. So what does this mean? Well, it means that cannabis, like you mentioned, will no longer officially be defined as having no medical value. And we've talked about how there's many, many states that have cannabis as a medical plant that's used. So now the federal government's making that. Federal agencies like the DEA, HHS, and FDA will now treat cannabis more like a regulated medicine, and it'll give it more fewer barriers to research and study cannabis, which is important. But what it does not do, and this is really important for our listeners to know, is that this does not make cannabis federally legal. It does not legalize adult use cannabis sales, and it certainly does not free anybody that was incarcerated for cannabis. So this does not end federal prohibition. But it could, because of this rescheduling, change some of the minds of the federal government as it relates to stigma. And I think that, you know, what we're hearing is a big pushback, because the folks that have never wanted cannabis to be even seen as a medicine are really speaking up now. But President Trump's executive order now fast tracks to the attorney general to speed up this process from scheduling. But where it stands right now, as of today, cannabis is still a Schedule 1 drug. And so just because he did the executive order doesn't mean that it happens overnight. And the exact timeline is quite unclear of when this will actually go through.
However, in your, as you just pointed out, didn't go far enough. This is a major change, because a Schedule 1 drug is something that put it at great odds. In fact, I'm actually blown away that states individually have been able, almost half the states exactly, have already done this, and they're at odds with the federal government. So how do you think it'll change in terms of, you mentioned people who have been incarcerated because of cannabis. How will this change, or will it help free some of those people on a state level?
No, it just certainly will not. I mean, this still will have no national safety framework. And that's why I want to be excited about it, because it is a change. It is a major change, you know, seeing this rescheduling. But despite the fact that marijuana is legalized for adult use in 24 states, and like you said, medical use is 40 states, the federal government, though, has no established standards. So this is for safety and regulation, or even how to protect the workers. And this sort of rescheduling really benefits corporations the most. It'll provide a major tax break for marijuana companies, but it really doesn't deliver very much for consumer patients or those harmed by criminalization. So we, you know, as activists, you know, we're really still fighting for full legalization. We want to end the federal criminal penalties for cannabis possession and allow the states to set their own policies without federal interference. So definitely progress, but not quite justice.
As you know, Gina, because of being at odds with the federal government, for instance, they can't advertise or the money exchange. How does that work where you have states, as you pointed out, 40 of them with medical marijuana allowances, but how does that work economically if it's still illegal at the federal level?
It is really messy, you know, because, you know, even, you know, with Plant Media Project, you know, the reason I even had to start this business was that, you know, I've had my Easy Street company for many years. And when I started wanting to work with and do special events and marketing for cannabis companies, the local banks here in Pittsburgh said that I was not allowed to do business with them because they're federally recognized as touching the plant, and the plant is still a federal listed Schedule 1 drug. So I had to start a separate business that allowed me to establish myself as a non-plant touching business, but I am a business that works with cannabis companies. And so I had to establish a new company, Plant Media Project, in another state, in Maryland, where I was able to find a bank that would safely bank with me, understanding that I myself am not plant touching at all, but that would allow me to accept funds from cannabis companies.
That's fascinating.
So it really has been, you know, such a challenge. And now the, you know, as you think about all of the cannabis companies in Pennsylvania, you know, there's nowhere place for them to put their money. So there's just cash and lots of cash, you know, in vaults, you know, all over the state, because they can't safely bank. So a big push with this is, yes, we want, it's great that these big businesses in cannabis will get tax breaks, but it's not really helping any of the consumers. And so this is something that the headlines can look really good. And, you know, I do want to celebrate the progress where we can get it. You know, this has been a long time. You and I have been having these conversations, and I certainly, you know, don't want to undermine the fact that what President Trump did, it was started, you know, like I said, back in the Biden administration in 23, and then it was paused. But this executive order goes straight to the attorney general, and he's saying, let's speed this process up of rescheduling. So that is, you know, with the president making this statement, and also, you know, there was a part of what he said yesterday related to CBD that I think is important as well, because he announced that a new Medicare program would allow certain older adults to access the legal forms of CBD at no cost if they get recommended by a doctor. And so CBD doesn't have the psychoactive properties that THC does, but it can have a lot of medical benefits. And, you know, whether it's a topical cream, you know, that you can put on where your aches and pains are, or if it's something that you might ingest, it can really help in many ways, but it can be expensive. So with these changes, you know, it might be able to, you know, go to your doctor, let them know that you're having some pain and get this plant prescribed to you as a medicine and maybe even have it covered for you. So there are some positive threads in here, but there's still a lot of ways. There's still a lot for us to do to get cannabis to a place where folks won't get thrown in jail over it. This sounds really really great, but if someone, you know, crosses the state line, they're still very much, if even from an adult use state to an adult use state, once you cross a border, you're now, you know, interstate commerce is a federal crime. And so this continues to be a concern. And as exciting as the headlines are, we do need to take a beat and understand that this rescheduling is progress, but it's not justice.
And for those that don't know, the governor, Shapiro here, had it in his budget for recreational adult use, but that was voted down. We'll see if that executive order yesterday changes that. Gina, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Gina Venzel, co-founder of the Plant Media Project, and she knows about as much about this as I know of anybody, certainly around here.
U.S. Attorney Leah Foley confirmed last night speculation about the man found dead inside a New Hampshire storage facility.
Law enforcement collectively believe that we have the person, that we identified the person, and that person is dead, and that he was the person responsible not only for the Brown shootings, but for the Brookline shooting.
A Brookline shooting meaning about that MIT professor who was gunned down, they say, by Claudio Neves Valente. Both of those men, by the way, Larry, the MIT professor and Valente, went to school together and lived in Portugal.
It just doesn't add up, as typically these things don't. Just horrific.
Now, about the weather, we were thinking it might be snowing about this time, or about to snow, when we were doing this yesterday. But it's turned out to be a pretty good deal. Here's what is to come.
So the morning commute should not be an issue, but if you check into the Ohio area, it is dropping fast over in Columbus area into the 20s. So that colder air is going to be pushing in probably by midday.
Yeah, and some of those wind gusts, Wheeling, by the way, 62 miles an hour. And a lot of debris spread around the region. But it moves so fast that the moisture associated with it, the heaviest part, is already east of the city.
Right. Most people slept right through it when it swept the area around 3 a.m. That was Shannon Heffron talking to Larry earlier here.
What I thought of first was, Annie M, when I got up this morning, because I could hear the wind howling.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Steelers are at Detroit on Sunday. It's not a must-win game, Larry, but it's a pretty good-sized test for them, right?
It is. But the good news, after they frozen tundra at Acrisure Monday, they're indoors.
Yeah, it's a track meet, right?
Yeah, so that'll be comfortable.
Hey, Richard, and with
unfortunately,
Paul Rasmussen,
this magical run
well, I'm
to the
ask you
fifth
a personal
Final
question.
Four in volleyball ended.
Do you
with
use
your
a diffuser at home?
Sweep of the season,
or do
with
you
Texas
burn
A&M taking them out?
Candles.
And they'll play Kentucky.
None
on
of
Sunday,
the above. I do burn incense on occasion. And
what a
when
season.
I do that, I usually
I just
crack
would
a window
to
open to keep the
see
fresh air going.
Get a
if you do
that,
do you sit in the lotus
position?
They'll have to try again next year. They've been to the Final Four. I don't know. I just kind of like the smell of certain kinds of incense, like I've got one right now called teak wood and tobacco.
Well, one of the things that we collectively don't think about, because I have a diffuser that I use to keep the air moisture, especially in the wintertime, you know, in the bedroom.
But is it scented?
You can use oils to scent it, or you can just use it as water vaporized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But apparently, that can be an issue for people that might not even realize it's an issue. You know, talking about...
Especially the candles.
Yeah, so...
I was reading recently a few days ago about that.
Janine Humphrey is an environmental consultant at MARS. Janine, good morning. Welcome to KDK. So what is MARS, first of all?
Good morning. MARS is an environmental testing company. It stands for mold, asbestos, radon, and smoke.
And the reason I point that out, Janine, and we have a community here that's called MARS, so I didn't want people to be confused.
Yeah, I've seen that in a few other states, too.
So, that said, you heard Paul and I discuss scents in the home, and part of what you do is see what the effect is on us, human beings. So, what did you discover?
So that is correct. So we also do chemical testing as well. We do a lot of things for homes with asthma, allergy-like issues, chemical sensitivities, and VOCs or candles. Sorry, it's early in the morning here. Candles and diffusers can heighten that in people with sensitivities. So that's one of the things that I got into this field for, is I have chemical sensitivities myself. Our homes are usually pretty tightened up, and so a lot of that stuff just kind of recirculates in there, and then we take it into our lungs because it is fine particulate matter in the VOCs, and sometimes that can trigger breathing issues or sensitivities to that.
And obviously this time of year, a lot of people drag in a real Christmas tree on top of and then certainly there are a lot of people that do like to burn scented candles and use diffusers and also those air fresheners that plug in. We got a lot going on now that you mention it.
Yeah, we do. We want our homes to smell good.
Which people are they? Are we talking about that have these sensitivities, and what are their symptoms?
So, a lot of people can have different sensitivities to things. It may not even be someone in your home. It could be a family member that you invite over. Sometimes it can be hives. Sometimes it can be coughing. Sometimes it can be eyes burning, itchiness. So there's a lot of different types of things that it can cause, but mainly it's going to be headaches, eyes, throat, coughing, stuffy feeling, things like that.
And obviously, if you add pets to the equation, a dog or cat, that I would imagine ratchets it up quite a bit. So what do you recommend? Obviously, if people are having issues, then they sense something's going on. But is there an air cleaner that you can get for your home that works that you recommend?
There is. So if you do have something going on or something does change and you bring something new in your home, stop using it and kind of see how you feel. You know, you can choose unscented beeswax candles, but I mean, everybody wants it kind of for the scent. If it's something that you really like to have, something everybody should have is air purifiers in their home. Air purifiers, especially with the activated carbon filtration and HEPA filtration, really help improve the air, but it's also going to lessen the amount of VOCs, and it's going to grab it as it's being put off from the candle. So it very well may help. And also change your HVAC filters regularly. But the other thing that I like to do is open the windows once a day for about 15 minutes, even when it's cold outside. That fresh air inside your home will really do wonders. And you want to do that, make sure that you're doing that when your indoor air quality outside is good, too, as well.
I'd like to go back to the air purifier question, because I was considering replacing the one I have. What should I be looking for in an air purifier?
Good question. So a couple things you should look for. You want to have that HEPA filtration and that carbon filtration. You also want to look at the square footage of the room that you are going to be putting it in and make sure that air purifier is going to be adequate for that room and how much it's going to do every 30 minutes or every hour. What's it purifying? And then also look at the cost of the replacement filters. That's a very important one, because if those replacement filters are not affordable, then you may find yourself not replacing it. And when that carbon does need replaced, you have to replace that carbon right away.
Good advice. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. That is Janine Humphrey with organization called Mars, and they study the air quality inside your house.
Yeah, it really surprised me the other day when the power was out and I was using a flashlight to get dressed in the bedroom in the morning. And when I opened the doors to the closet and started moving clothes around, the beam of light was shining in there, and you should have seen all the dust in the air, right? And that got me thinking, you know, I've got an air purifier in my room that I don't use enough. I should replace that and maybe get a couple. That might be a good idea for the first of the year.
Especially in the bedroom when you're spending whatever hours sleeping or in there.
Well, think about it this way, too. We both have CPAP therapy. And so it's forcing the air, right?
Yeah, I have a device. I don't use the air.
Oh, you've stopped?
Yeah, use a device. They actually, I understand it was an innovation for the military, for those who have, you know, issues with COPD.
Sleep apnea.
Thank you. So they wanted soldiers. So it's a dental device that keeps your throat open while you sleep.
I wish that worked for me.
But you don't have an apparatus so that you would take into the field. You
so
know,
this works for you.
Yeah.
Great.
I think.
But still, you know, even if you're sleeping with your mouth open, you know, again, you're taking in all that, the dust that's moving around, so. But I like what she said about opening the windows. In the wintertime, I'm not going to do it for 15 minutes, but I'm willing to do some.
It all goes back to my Aunt Sis in Millville, who passed a couple of months short of being 100 years old. This is a couple of years ago. She used to tell us, get out and get the stink blowed off you. Well, 6 days until Christmas, and they say 158.9 million people will be shopping tomorrow at the malls and stores in person. How about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That like old school. Mm. And joining us, our morning news editor, Pat Septak, who has delivered gifts because a lot of people will be off, including you, Paul, starting Monday.
Of all the people that we work with in the newsroom, Pat is certifiably, without any doubt, the number one Christmas fan.
He's got these great shirts. He's wearing a hockey jersey from Christmas Vacation,
yes,
with Griswold on the back,
that's
a double,
right,
zero, and from Wally World, a moose on the front with a Santa hat.
Yeah,
very good.
Clark
so,
Griswold, yep.
I thought, since you were kind enough to give us cards and a little red boot that, mm-hmm, looks like a Santa boot,
yeah,
with a Christmas wreath on it and stuffed with goodies.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I open this?
Not at all.
This is kind of fun. Aaron, did you get one? If you didn't, I'm sorry, we're not doing this.
Oh, I did. Look, I hate to burst your bubble. Just kidding. Pat is amazing, and he got me one, Tamira one.
Well,
got
he's very
some chocolate.
Thoughtful. He clearly listened in grade school when they told him, if you don't have something for everyone.
Santa came this
Paul,
morning.
Did you get one?
I did.
Oh, look at
there
this.
There hasn't been time to get in there, so.
A cheddar cheese block.
Oh, my.
Pasteurized milk cheese culture, salt and enzymes.
Mm.
And that's in it's a little package.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have cheese, thank you, in the boot.
So it's a snack type deal.
Yes.
Snacks.
Right?
Meat and cheese.
This is right down Marty's alley.
Classic.
Marty's a big snack guy.
I am.
We all love snacks here.
I am
we?
A snack guy. Yeah.
Larry, hold him up to the camera.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can see on our live stream at KDKRadio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And also our KDK Radio YouTube page, there's two little chocolate snowmen. But this is my favorite. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, last year it was so popular you did it again. I don't know if everyone gets the same thing.
Depends, sometimes. This year, everyone got the same thing.
I got a garlic wiener.
Oh, boy.
Nothing.
but that goes well with the cheese. Now all you need is a cracker.
Nothing screams the holidays more than a garlic summer sausage.
You know, it was a tradition in my family to give at least one, you know, box of Hickory Farms to somebody in the family who would then open it up at the family gathering, and we would all descend on it.
Pat, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Merry
Pat.
Christmas.
I got a Charlie Brown card.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time is here, and it's, you know, the Peanuts gang skating. And
that's a great scene from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
That's one of my favorites.
So nostalgic.
Yeah. I'll be delivering the coal on Monday. I'll have to ship yours to you,
you know. It's a shame that we don't have the Charlie Brown Christmas tree that Jim Colony often would put up there by his desk.
Well, you told me something that I wasn't aware of. So we have all these beautiful poinsettias that somebody brought in all over the stations.
Right.
But one of them.
Oh, you're going to like this, Pat. Wait until you hear about this.
One of them was terribly wilted, so it needed water, right?
Okay.
So I kept putting it on David Ballarato's desk, you know, like that tree. And I'd put it right by his microphone.
So he confesses to me this morning, Pat.
I keep doing this to David. And then he ruined it for me because it would go back to the same place every night. So the overnight cleaning crew, right? I thought David put it there.
And I told him, I said, David's been off this week.
Oh, that's great.
That is a bummer because
you're pranking no one.
Yeah, his reaction would have been priceless. Oh,
that would have been perfect. Yeah. I could just see it. Who keeps putting this back at my desk?
Oh, yeah, I could see his face.
Oh, yeah. He'd go into investigation mode.
David?
Absolutely, yeah.
What was his pet deer's name?
Lightfoot.
Lightfoot, thank you. And then he had a raccoon named Herb or something.
Herman.
But the jig is up, I guess.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him. It's the cleaning people that put him. Sorry to them.
Oh, man.
Before you go.
Yes.
Real quick. Number one Christmas movie. I know what yours is, Pat.
Absolutely. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Chevy Chase.
Yep.
And Beverly D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aaron?
Randy Quaid.
Aaron, do you have one?
Oh, snap. I did not expect this. Snap. I'm just going to say The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
You're a mean one.
Oh, no. Polar Express.
Oh, well, yeah. With Tom Hanks.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yep.
Animated.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Paul?
I don't know if it's necessarily a Christmas movie, but it's a movie that I like to watch around Christmas. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Because the last scene reminds me of Christmas, the holiday, right?
Yeah, there's a scene in there that's hilarious.
Well, I mean,
there's a few scenes.
I'll just say the great line. That's not a pillow.
If I had to pick one, it's kind of old school, but it keeps showing up, and you can't turn it off when it's on in my house. And that's, you know, with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
it's a Wonderful Life. It is.
Yeah, that's a close second.
Well, thank you, Pat. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas,
and
Larry.
Paul, who won't be with us next week. We'll be here.
Merry Christmas.
Slaving over a hot microphone Monday, Paul.
But we'll be thinking of you, Paul.
Wow. He'll be sleeping in after he gets, as Marty would say, hammered at the hockey game Sunday night. For The Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Well, today, for air traffic, it's one of the busiest days of the year as people get ready for the holidays. And the holidays, while they're exciting for most people, it also brings a level of anxiety the end of the year. A lot of things trying to anticipate being in situations with relatives that or people that you're not necessarily aligned with, we'll put it that way. So we've reached out to Carol Ward, who is a licensed psychotherapist and confidence expert and author of Worried Sick, Break Free from Chronic Worry to Achieve Mental and Physical Health. Carol, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing?
What do you mean by that?
Are
just
you feeling
kidding.
Stressed?
Yeah. We all have these busy, busy schedules. Everyone's level's different. But as you well know, stress can drive people literally to the point of getting sick.
Absolutely. People just push themselves and they get sick and then they wonder why. So it's always good to take a little reset and try to think about what's been happening that I've driven myself to getting so sick.
So inside your book, to give us a little cliff notes on that part alone, one of the things that just I'm observing and happens to me is sometimes you doom scroll on social media when you could be using that time to, and you need time sometimes to break away and relax.
Yes. I always tell people when you hop on social media, and again, we all do it, it's totally fine, but think about why you're there, because I've had clients and patients say to me, you know, I was in a great mood, and then I hopped on Facebook or I hopped on Instagram, and all of a sudden, I was in that awful compare and despair mode where everyone's life looks better than mine, and I start to question my choices. So you have to be very, very mindful of why you're on social media. Is it for fun, or is it to make yourself feel bad? Not a great way to live your life.
You have touched such a nerve because for a lot of people, the first thing they do in the morning is grab their phone and start looking at what's going on. And sometimes just the weight of the gravity of news itself. And then when you do the compare, what'd you say? I thought that was brilliant.
Compare and despair.
Compare and despair. And Aaron and I have talked about it. Our producer, she's the one that introduced us to the term doom scrolling. And it changes a person's mood. I've noticed over the years, too, you're talking to somebody, and maybe you're not, you know, 100% locked in, and they're looking at their phone, and they get texts, right? So their mood changes. So you have no idea why somebody sent a text, and all of a sudden, they're disengaged. And all of this is a distraction from trying to get a point where you feel normal and relaxed.
This is so true, Larry. I tell people, because again, I'm a therapist, I'm a coach, I see the behind the scenes of people's lives, and everybody has a backstory. So when you jump on social media, whatever your favorite site is, and you see someone living their best life, believe me, there's a lot more to that image or those photos than you realize. I always tell people, if you want to set your day up for success, choose sites or choose things that inspire you. It could be, you know, good things that happened today, but be very specific about why you're going on that site and be very specific about the images and stories you read.
Yeah, and then, as you also know, the algorithms of what you're looking at are kind of being tracked. So if you're doom scrolling, for instance, we kind of joked. I looked at a monkey video once, and then I kept getting monkey videos. I mean, that wasn't changing my mood in a negative way, but I wanted it to stop. There are resources to be in a better place mentally. So give us some cheat codes as we go into the hectic holidays.
Well, you know, the thing about the holidays, Larry, is that it's not our fault that we're stressed because the holidays are built that way. When you think about it, from Halloween onward, we are just saturated with images and ads and commercials about how we should be spending our money and who we should be hanging out with. So part of it is not our fault, but it is our responsibility if we want to stay grounded during the holiday season. So I recommend that you take time to think about what it is that you want, and from there you can start making plans.
You know, I recently discovered this Words of Wise Mind, and one of the things that resonated was spend more time with people who make you feel like all parts of you are lovable.
Oh, that is great, and that is absolutely true. And one of the ways that you can create the kind of holiday season that you want is that once you get in touch with, well, what do I want my holiday season to be? Do I want it to be quiet? Do I want it to be festive? Is then to tell people, to have conversations with people in advance so that you and they are not surprised. And what I mean by that is, let's say you want to be healthier around food this season. You can't show up at your family's holiday dinner and say, oh, by the way, I've decided to become vegan when they've prepared all this food. It's not going to go over well. So I tell people a week, 5 days in advance, let them know that you're eating a different way. Tell them why it's important to you, feeling better, and that you'll bring stuff to take care of yourself and share with others. Don't catch people off guard.
Worried, sick, break free from the chronic worry to achieve mental and physical health. Carol Ward is licensed psychotherapist. I wish we had more time. Job security for you if you come around here. But thank you, Carol, and perhaps we'll talk again.
That'd be great, Larry.
Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, if you woke up expecting worse weather for the morning commute, we kind of dodged that. The heavy, heavy rain and high winds hit overnight. There's still a wind advisory in place, and there is a wave of moisture that's just off to the west now. So we could get a little dusting of snow. We're not anticipating high accumulations at all.
Well, with an air temperature of 41, Larry, and southwest winds at 8 miles per hour, the real feel is 36. And I guess it's just going to slowly drop today, right?
Yeah, so we're going to get this next little wave is going to hit in the next hour. There may be a slick spot or two, but I'm looking just to the west in Ohio, and this would be just to the west of Weirton and Wheeling. Temperature is now at 36, and behind that, temperatures drop significantly into the upper 20s.
And in fact, the rain is now moving into both Weirton and Wheeling.
Right, so it really shot across the state. When we got on the air this morning at 5:30, this line of snow, and it's not nearly as intense as the rain shield that moved through, was all the way over in Dayton, Ohio. And it's crossed the state here in just a few hours. So that's significant. Meanwhile, tragic story. If you're a NASCAR fan, you certainly know the name of Greg Biffle. And Greg was 55 years old and died tragically piloting an aircraft 5 days short of his 56th birthday. CBS's Michael George.
Horrific tragedy in North Carolina that has the racing world in mourning. Former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle and his family were among seven people killed when their private plane crashed shortly after takeoff yesterday. The NTSB is on the scene to investigate what went wrong. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Statesville.
Surveillance video captured the fiery crash as a business jet burst into flames while attempting to land at Statesville Regional Airport, about 45 miles north of Charlotte. The crash happened across from Brevin Renwick's home.
Very heart-wrenching to view, given that, you know, lives were lost in that. So it's pretty hard.
The Cessna C-550 took off from Statesville at 10:06 a.m., headed for Sarasota, Florida. 4 minutes into the flight, the jet turned back toward the airport and appeared it was attempting to land when it crashed through the woods, ran through a fence, onto the tarmac. It was in the air for only 8 minutes. North Carolina State Patrol Officer Chris Knox.
We have confirmed that seven occupants of this aircraft are deceased.
Killed in the plane crash were NASCAR star Greg Biffle, his wife Christina, and his two children, Emma, 14 years old, and 5-year-old Ryder.
Unimaginable for the families. I can't put myself in their shoes and come up with any words that describe the families that we've been in contact with today.
Biffle competed full-time in the NASCAR Cup Series from 2003 to 2016, driving primarily for Roush Fenway Racing and winning 19 races. In 2023, he was named one of NASCAR's 75 greatest drivers. Off the racetrack, Biffle was an experienced pilot who flew Fortune 500 companies and several NASCAR teams. Last year, after Hurricane Helene devastated parts of North Carolina, he flew relief missions to help survivors.
I just felt like if I don't go, who's going to?
The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are investigating the crash.
Dennis Dutton, Jack Dutton, and Craig Wadsworth were also killed. NASCAR called the loss tragic, and in a joint statement from all three families, they said they were devastated and heartbroken beyond words. Christian Benavides, CBS News, Statesville, North Carolina.
And one other note to pass along on this, Larry, former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt, he's a CBS News transportation safety expert, had this to say about what happened to that plane.
Altitude data quit transmitting from the airplane and remained off up until just a few seconds before takeoff. That's telling me that there must have been some sort of an electrical problem with this airplane that caused this pilot to decide to come back to Statesville and land.
And Biffle's wife apparently was able to get a very short text to her mother simply saying, "We're in trouble." And that was the last of the communications.
So they made it as very close to the airport. Very close indeed.
Yeah, I mean,
with whatever was going on, they managed to get that close.
If you see the video, yeah, it's within sight of the airport.
Yeah,
just off the airport property, in the woods that are adjacent to that. So, NASCAR fans certainly know Greg Biffle.
The stories that have been told about his efforts to help people stranded after the flooding in the Carolinas, especially in that area in western. I believe it's western North Carolina, and eastern Tennessee, that high mountainous area. He was flying a helicopter in and dropping supplies to people for days.
With tea.
Settle down. Settle down.
Hold on, Bartley. What's trending with B.
I'm trying to tell you. Relax. I'm trending today. Every time you're off, he just takes over. I'm like, relax. It is not.
Did you hear about
your
the Christmas
show.
Party, Larry?
We're not going
she
there.
She was walking around. She wasn't talking to nobody. Oh, she thought she was more important than everyone. She thought she owned the place.
Wow.
Okay. Mrs. Rivers.
Welcome to Rivers Casino.
Oh, well, there you go.
So we have Tamara Rush in studio, and as a bonus, a Christmas bonus.
That's not a bonus.
We have Michael Bartley.
See, Christmas party all over again.
Marty 10 to 2. But
yeah,
since,
I'm in for Marty.
Since T told me about the trending subject, I thought you could weigh in.
Look at how cute. Listen, I have like a Fred Rogers.
It's National Ugly
one.
Sweater it's, Day
Oh, no,
today.
It's just regular sweater day.
It's no, it's ugly.
Ugly Christmas sweater?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I've National seen some around ugly. Here. Huh?
Who started this whole thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, when we were younger, we didn't have like, that was, it's. I don't know if it's like, it's a thing though.
It's a thing. I mean, people have parties, ugly sweater parties. People come out.
I don't know.
Aaron, let's
decorate
ask
your own sweater.
Young producer,
Aaron
Ferragoni, if she participated in any ugly sweater contest.
I've definitely participated before, but I do find it difficult to wear a hideous, like it never ends up being that hideous.
Yeah, it's
if
like
that makes sense.
So, I don't want to go into Giant Eagle to get a gallon of milk and look like it. You know what I mean?
But the ugly is cute, is what you're saying.
I don't want to run in. You know,
the ugly is cute. I don't think I have a super ugly one.
Pat has a sweater on. I'm not going to say if it's ugly or not.
No,
it's Pat Septak.
Wow.
No, he wears a different one every day.
Isn't it a sweater?
That's a hockey shirt.
Pat, stand up.
Oh, it's a hockey shirt.
Oh yeah, no, but he had sweaters on the last couple days.
He wears sweaters a lot. Yeah,
yeah, that one he had with the candy cane. No. That wasn't Pat. Don't go into Giant Eagle and get a gallon of milk with that on. You know what I mean? Don't run in. Don't run into Kogo's and get gas.
You
know,
ripping on his sweater. How about you purchasing him a new sweater?
All right.
How about doing that?
I've seen some other ones around here too. Don't worry.
I'm going to ask right here live on the air. I'm going to ask Gemini, one of those artificial intelligence apps here that comes with Google. What do you guys use? Do you use artificial intelligence? Either of you?
Yeah, I do.
I do sometimes.
I think we use it when we don't even know we're using it.
Right.
It's the kind of new way to search for a lot of people instead of using Google or a search engine.
Come on,
here
Larry.
It is. I found
what
it.
Do they say?
Okay, here we go. You ready? It says, ask Gemini.
I can't.
Gemini, who started the ugly sweater tradition? For Christmas.
It was started by Pat Septak.
It was developed by Google, specifically through a historic collaboration between two of its
That's not it. I don't want to hear about you.
This is the prime example of why it doesn't work.
All right. Hold on. Let me try it again.
Doesn't work. We don't want Gemini.
Wait, you messed me up. Come on.
All right.
One more
stifle
time.
Stifle yourself.
This is it. Who started the ugly sweater?
Look who just walked in
the
here
boss,
thinking.
The boss
PJ Comanche.
Now he's allowed to walk around the Christmas party and not talk to nobody.
I want to go
ain't.
Back to this ugly sweater.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
I want to go back to what Pat Septak has on.
Yeah.
Hockey shirts are not jerseys. They're not shirts. They are sweaters.
Thank you.
No, they're not. That's a jersey.
That is a sweater.
That's
stand up again.
Hockey jerseys are called sweaters.
Pat, get in here. This is making me.
There
I'm
you
very
go.
Unhappy.
Pat, come on in here.
Thank you.
Pat, get in here. Tamara thought that was a Halloween
always...
shirt. Tamara thought that was a Halloween shirt.
That is a sweater. Right. That's a sweater. Yeah. Thank you, PJ.
Any moment, Pat. Come on.
Pat.
These guys who are.
Why'd it take you 6 hours to get in here?
Go over there.
That is.
No, look. For you.
It's a sweater. It's look, exactly. Yeah. It's
Stand with Michael Bartley so somebody can see you. Sit down. Look at that.
That's a very nice sweater.
That's very nice. Yeah.
See?
That's trending.
Tamara, you should be ashamed of yourself.
But listen, you guys are slave to fashion. You guys have no idea. That's why
I look adorable today. Look at how nice I look with this green sweater on.
You look like
PJ walked in with a golf shirt on thinking it's the 4th of July.
Oh.
It's a week before Christmas.
Listen,
what are you guys talking about?
I can't wear sweaters. I get very
Pat,
hot.
You're excused.
From knowing PJ for so long, he burns hot.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he never storms in here. See, he heard me.
He knew.
Michael's insulting Tamara. Let's go save her again, like at the Christmas party.
You're Michael, such a hater.
To Tomorrow. Yeah,
you're
she was,
so ha- you're
you see
such
her
a
dancing,
hater.
Thinking she was talking, something, and then I went up and danced, and then she didn't talk to me the rest of the night.
You're still talking about that party.
He
yeah,
still
because
is.
I was dancing
go,
better
man.
Than Tamara. Aaron knows it.
You cannot dance.
The whole company, I was like this. Boom, boom, boom,
you
boom,
do
boom,
two
boom.
Step.
He had a little swing
to
his
step.
He does a two-step.
And I had no ugly sweater on
here. You had no David Pollarano out there dancing with you.
No, because I said, Dave, you going to dance? And he goes, I just want to wish everybody a What'd you say, Dave? I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Dave, did you say hi to all your colleagues here at KDK? I like everywhere.
Did you hear what?
Wait a minute. What? Listen, we had made plans, David. We were going to do a duet.
Oh
yeah.
We were going to do a duet at the karaoke Christmas karaoke
Mike's
at
Mike's
Beer
Bar Wednesday night.
So I wanted to do. Maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside. And we wanted to flip it.
Yeah.
Where Tamara was the lead and David was the backup.
Oh, and what happened?
Right? It would have been great.
Oh.
He says,
how did he do?
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
They wouldn't one
but
song.
We could do Silver Bells. Like, do I look like a Silver Bell
oh,
type
I love
of woman?
Colorado. Oh, man. He yells at me. Oh, I love him.
Do they have any
all
angry Christmas songs?
Wait, what? Yeah. Did they have any, never
I'm
mind,
like,
anxiety?
Did what? You hear what I what? Tried to do to David? So we have all these beautiful poinsettias.
Yeah.
But there was one that was tragically short of water. It was shrinking and
I think
know,
I saw
all
that
shriveled
one,
up.
Yeah.
I kept putting Did it you? In front of his desk.
You're kidding. Did
and
you?
Then I told Paul, I said, I feel bad. I keep doing this to David.
Yeah.
And he goes, David hasn't been here this week. So the cleaning people must have overnight saw it there, and they keep moving it back.
No, here's what's going on with those poinsettias. What's going on?
Look,
is
listen, listen, wait. Listen now. Listen,
wait,
listen at the boss. Poinsettia. Poinsettia.
Whatever they're called. Listen to me.
It's
I think
from
that's
the
what
north
it's called.
Side.
Okay. Some of them are wilting, right?
Yeah, whatever.
And stress does not really help them because, you know, you stress plants, you got to talk to them nicely. So what Amy Mock is doing is she has been taking them back to her office and refurbishing them.
Excuse me, they are gorgeous poinsettias.
Yeah, but
big
she's bringing
and beautiful,
them back to life.
And on the third day, they were all dying around here. What is wrong?
I'm just saying the newsroom can be kind of stressful.
I know.
That's
listen.
The worst place
Why
to put
Why is Ballarato off this week? When are we going to see him again?
Hey,
before Christmas comes, I want to wish him a Merry Christmas. I just want
to
hear one more time.
Wait.
Bartley, Merry Christmas.
Hey,
to you
Michael, if you were a flower, would you want to be placed in a newsroom?
Oh, can you imagine?
Hell no.
No, in this studio, the ones in here were dead too. I was afraid they'd walk in and out. I wasn't walking in and out. They were dead and gone.
My goodness.
I guess that's what's
Thanks,
trending
guys.
With T. Thank you, PJ, who's about
Thank
to celebrate a big birthday next week.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The big one. All right, and we'll talk to Michael a little later. He's going to be in for Marty Griffin. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the Island of Misfit Toys. Welcome to the weekend. Big change, too. Yesterday, it turned out so nice in the afternoon with sunshine and temperatures in the upper 50s, flirting with 60 degrees. And by the end of tonight, overnight, we're going to be at 19. We had a lot of rain and high wind, a wind advisory still in effect from the National Weather Service. And you can always go to kdkradio.com. For instance, East Allegheny started a what they call a flexible schedule due to a power outage, some power outages due to what's going on with the high winds. Bellevue, one of the great neighborhoods in the region, right along Route 65 between the city, just outside the city, headed towards the airport. And it's been a decade. That was a dry town forever since Prohibition. And they repealed that. And that little part of our world is really blossoming. And joining us is Mark, how do I pronounce your name? Hebling, right?
Hebling, close enough.
Hebling. No, I want to make sure I get it right, Mark.
Well, thank you.
So, Mark, how long have you been in Bellevue?
Well, I was born and raised here. So, a lot of years, 60 plus.
So you've been through this process, and for many years, while Bellevue was still a nice town, they just didn't serve alcohol. And since it's been a decade, talk about the place you have and how it's changed the framework of what the community has done.
Oh, yeah. I think Bellevue is definitely what you said, a great town. And it always was. But, you know, years ago when I was a kid, it was pretty vibrant. And, you know, the main street had a lot of, you know, even outdoor hucksters, fruit markets and all that stuff. It was very active. And then, of course, the malls came along and all that stuff. So that slowed down. But now, fast forward to like being an older adult now, semi-older, it just got sleepy. There was nothing to do in the evening, you know. Stores were closed except for drugstores and grocery stores, things like that. So, you know, we got together and started thinking there has to be something that we're missing. And that was it. You know, the fact that alcohol allows you to get together, you know, have meeting places, gathering, all those different things. And it was the piece that we think really started things rolling again here in Bellevue. You know, so once we got that, you know, again, it attracts more businesses because you have more attention, more foot traffic, more people coming into town for the restaurants that might not have been here. We had great restaurants to begin with, but now we have ones that serve, you know, alcohol, and that's what a lot of people want. And it just really, really was an impetus for like making things start to change on the up, going upward. So, and there's a lot of other features of Bellevue, which I can get into when you're ready. But, so that's it. Now, should I stop there? Or you want to?
No, I want to hear about your place and what you're doing. And I know this anniversary just occurred earlier this week or on the 11th. So, I mean, officially. Mm-hmm. So if I'm coming to Bellevue and I'm coming to see you, what am I doing?
Okay. So I'd say we're a pretty cool place. We have, we're known as Grill 565 and 565 Live Speakeasy and Stage. We're all the same business. We just have two venues in one building, you know. So what we have to offer here is great food, fun, and music, and, you know, various entertainment sometimes. We have comedy. And we have a main floor that is the restaurant and dining room. My two partners up there are Mike Welsh and Gary Serlingjohn. They're great. They have delicious food, so I hope people come and try it. But and then a small bar up there. Downstairs is what we call the speakeasy and stage. That's 565 Live, named after the music being live. And so down here, it's sort of that speakeasy feel, maybe like a New York vibe back in the basement, those music venues that they had or still have. And then we also have an outdoor area, of course, for the summer. A nice outdoor bar and a big area to sit and relax. And then we have live music out there. So you get like a lot of things, and it's the vibe here that's really cool. And it's a community vibe, a music vibe. And you can come here and just feel right at home. You know, sometimes you'll go to a bar somewhere, walk in, you'll feel a little awkward at first. You'll never feel that way here. It's very welcoming and just open. And we have a good time. And we feature the live music. We've had a lot of different amazing musicians. And we just keep going with that. So, and it's not so loud when you're down here that you can't communicate, you know. So, again, we do all genres, most of all genres of music. And I'd like to say it's pretty happening. So, and then we have other places in Bellevue as well. But our place, that's what we have to offer. You'd have a lot of fun here.
Well, congratulations on your anniversary. Yeah. And it's party night and party weekend in Bellevue on Lincoln Avenue. Grills 565, Mark Helbling. Thanks for the time, Mark, and continued success. Bellevue is really cool little town.
Thank you. We think so, too. All right. I love it here. So thank you, Larry. I appreciate you having me on very much.
You got it. Have a great weekend. That is Mark Helbling. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Our producer is Aaron Ferragoni. Getting ready for a very big weekend in a lot of ways. Before we get to that, just another note on the weather. There is a wind advisory in place now from the National Weather Service, and we do have some of that precip, Paul, as you just reported, just reaching the city. This is the second wave. We had a dry period that just coincided, for the most part, with the rush hour, so there could be some developing slick spots.
At least it's not what we were thinking at this time yesterday, which was snow.
And nobody's happier about that than me, because I didn't want to sit here with you talk about school closings or delays and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So morning commute, good to go. There may be some slick spots develop in some areas due to the wave that's coming through. And by the way,
It is anticipated, they're calling it Super Saturday tomorrow, 158.9 million people are actually going to leave their homes and go to the mall or stores. And this is something, and you said you were at Ross Park Mall recently, and it seemed like the old days.
Yeah, Larry, I go to the mall almost never, but I needed to do that yesterday. And when I pulled into the parking lot at Ross Park Mall and had to park on the periphery of the parking lot, and when I got inside, I only then realized how many people were there. It was like an amazing sight. I had to wait online at the store I was in. There were 12 people at the Apple store working with customers.
Right.
And there were a number of us, probably another dozen of us, waiting just to talk to somebody at the Apple store. That's how busy it was. And this is, we're talking 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
I kind of like that old feel for a little bit.
I loved it.
Yeah, it felt like old times.
It was a long line to see Santa. It was great to see them all doing well.
I'm sorry, you're too big to sit on Santa's lap, Paul. Meanwhile,
no comment.
I have an expert, the Holiday Greening Guide. What's that all about? You're about to find out. Laura Blood is Environmental Education Coordinator with Pennsylvania Resources Council right here. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So when Aaron and I were talking about this yesterday, it's like, what's a greening guide? And then quickly I realized, it's about things that people might not think about when it comes to creating waste. So what is your best guide?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for having me. And speaking about people, you know, lining up in stores, yeah, 'tis the season to think about how we can reduce waste. So PRC is a nonprofit dedicated to recycling and waste reduction, and we've created a holiday greening guide to give you more information about how you can best reuse materials year after year when you're wrapping presents, or how you can plan meals with food waste reduction in mind, how you can give presents that are much more of an experience than they are using extra stuff. Your listeners can find more information about that at prc.org. It's a great, our first page has information about gift wrapping and gifts and food and meal planning. And the second page of the guide gives you more information about recycling resources. So what types of wrapping paper can you recycle? What can't you recycle? What do you do with those plastic bags or those bubble wrap mailers? All that hard styrofoam that comes in some of those packages, what do you do with that? And then after the Christmas season, where can you recycle your tree? What can you do with your holiday string lights that may no longer work? What do you do with all those batteries? A lot of nationwide resources we have, things like earth911.com, which is a great place where you can ask questions. Oh, I have this weird thing. Where do I recycle this? Also, we have local Pennsylvania resources. Allegheny County specifically has a wonderful recycling drop-off finder where you can put in information about the thing you're trying to recycle or you don't know what to do with, and you can put in your location, and it will give you all kinds of information about resources near you. PRC also has glass recycling drop-off locations. And we also have collection events that are going to be scheduled. Our schedule is going to be up hopefully in the springtime, so you can check that out as well.
I have really simple this time of year, and a lot of people experience this. So you get a bottle of wine, and it comes in a nice wine bag. And they're expensive if you get a decent one. So obviously, a lot of people recycle those just by expense, as an incentive. And then you get all these great gift bags, and I'm thinking, why don't you save them? My Aunt Sis used to do that. They would save, the really nice bags that you get and then reuse them for the following year, which is a really simple, but one thing you can do that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And obviously with prices going up and our pocketbooks being tighter and tighter each year, yeah, there's other things you can do, too, in terms of gift wrapping. Like, think about, there's a place called the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, and you can go there and maybe purchase a piece of fabric or a beautiful
scarf and wrap a present in a scarf. And then you're not only giving that serves as your wrapping paper, but that's also an extra little gift that you're giving someone too. There's also things you can use, like think about maybe music. You can think about magazine covers or maps that make kind of interesting wrapping paper too. And those are all great because you can put them right in your curbside recycling too. Plus they're pretty unique and kind of make things creative for the holidays too.
PRC.org. You can download a copy of the Holiday Greening Guide. We want to thank Laura Blood, Environmental Education Coordinator with Pennsylvania Resources Council. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend and a wonderful holiday ahead.
You too.
So there you go, Paul. If you get a wine bag from me, it might be reused.
Good idea. The bag that I received at the Apple store yesterday, I thought, geez, I got to hang on to this and reuse this for a gift of some kind.
I know. And
it's a beautiful bag.
I don't know why you wouldn't say bags like that. And then I get accused of being a closet hoarder.
Well, a lot of the stores are going to these now and getting rid of the plastic. Some of the upper end stores have been doing it for a while, but I saw a lot of these kind of paper bags. They're nicer ones in the mall yesterday.
All right, coming up, I want to talk about the Steelers. Do you want to hear what Arthur Smith says, the offensive coordinator for the Steelers, about? He was asked about fixing the offense. You want to reach out? The NASCO Roofing Instant Access, just a click away. Instant Access at kdkradio.com. Sunday, late afternoon, 4:25 kickoff. The Pittsburgh Steelers against the Detroit Lions in the Motor City in Ford Field, which I'm sure for the players that braved the wind chill single digits and the temperatures on Monday night against the Dolphins will be happy to play inside.
Sure.
And then Steelers will be on the road in Cleveland the following weekend, and then we'll host the Ravens. The date and kickoff time not yet determined.
It's a flex type thing.
Yeah, which makes sense because, and look how it's turned out. It's Baltimore and Pittsburgh fighting for first place in the AFC North. The winner ends up in the playoffs.
Now, Baltimore, if they lose one more game, it could be over for them, right?
Well, it depends also on what the Steelers do in terms of in the AFC North. The Steelers have a one-game advantage.
Yeah, well, let's say that the Ravens lose this weekend, and so do the Steelers, but then the Steelers beat the Browns. I guess that sets up still a tie, huh? Possibly? No, they'd still have a one-game ad.
Yeah, so Baltimore has to play the Packers, too, at some point there. But
that's no good.
Their superstar in defense is out for the seasons, yeah. Micah Parsons. Yeah. So, anyway, much better game, much better team game. Okay, it was the Miami Dolphins, but they were on a four-game win streak. So, what about the offense with Aaron Rodgers? Seems like he's getting stronger every game. And the offensive coordinator is Arthur Smith and was asked about what he has to do to make the offense even better.
So you just have a conversation, you know, person to person, the way it should be. And that's why I love these guys. We got a lot of good guys in there. All everybody wants to do is win. Guys don't care who gets the credit. When you have a really good group of guys and a good staff, that's how it should function. Not in this kind of like, hey, I want credit when things are right. I want blame. I don't want the blame when it's not. You got a lot of frail egos in this profession. We got a lot of good guys. That's certainly the way I believe. That's why I grew up, you know, studying guys like George Marshall, Jim Mattis, Ulysses Grant. I'm not really a Douglas MacArthur or George McClellan guy for the Civil War buffs. So we got a good group of guys, and it's a shared experience. And that's the way it should be.
Well, you have Aaron Rodgers. Did you see some of the throws he made, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
They were absolutely ridiculous.
Very, very good performance for him. I'm hoping that he can continue to nail it like that in Detroit.
He threw like a laser to DK Metcalf.
That was a beautiful pass. And then what DK did to fight his way into the end zone, he just shrugged off like three different players and said, no, I'm scoring a touchdown.
I can pretty much guarantee you that's going to be in the highlight reel for as one of the great plays of the season. So that is Sunday at 4:25. Now, in between, The playoffs in college football actually start tonight. So since there's no high school football, so today and tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow, will be the playoffs. And
right, you got Alabama and Oklahoma tonight.
The Alabama Crimson Tide. Yeah, and some people are like, why did they end up in the playoffs with three losses?
Yeah, they don't belong there if you ask me, but we'll see what happens. I think Oklahoma can knock them off. Yeah. Oklahoma's a 1.5-point favorite.
Yeah, so you also, let's see, the playoffs, a lot of people are waiting to see, because there are teams waiting to see who they'll play, right?
Yeah. By the way, Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21 at Alabama back on November 15th. Not an easy place to win in Tuscaloosa, right?
Yes, and then you have the Gasparilla Bowl today at 2:30. You going to be locked in on that?
Memphis and actually, I will watch that because I like following Memphis. I lived in Memphis for a short time.
That's a 2:30 kick, Memphis and NC State.
You know, and there's an even bigger bowl game right before that. Kennesaw State is taking on Western Michigan in the Myrtle Beach Bowl. I've never even heard of that before.
For God's sake. I miss the Pool and Weed Whacker Bowl. Remember we would take the list of bowl games and just read some of the names. Now, tomorrow at noon, Miami takes on Texas A&M. And then you have Tulane at Ole Miss.
That's going to be a good game.
3:30. James Madison. How did they get in the playoffs?
There's another question mark for you.
They are number 24. They'll be playing number 5, Oregon. It's really good.
Oregon is favored to win that game by 20.5 points.
That is tomorrow night at 7:30. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl on Monday at 2, Washington State and Utah State. The Boca Raton Bowl is Tuesday, along with the New Orleans Bowl. And the Frisco Bowl, the Hawaii Bowl. Hawaii's always in it. I wonder why. The Game Above Sports Bowl in Detroit, which actually the Panthers were in last year. The Military Bowl is a week from Saturday. It's going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff from Annapolis, Maryland, the Naval Academy. The Panthers will take on East Carolina at noon. It'll be Penn State and Clemson in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City. And then same day, 2:15, UConn at Army in the Fenway Bowl. They do the same thing in Boston. Pop-Tarts Bowl, that's the one I wanted to go to.
That's in Orlando, yeah, right.
Georgia Tech and BYU, that's next Saturday. So it gives you a little flavor. Yeah. There'll be a lot of football. And
yeah, playoffs and bowl mania. Here we go.
Aaron, are you emotionally and mentally prepared for all this football? I'm imagining your husband, Vinny, will be locked in on some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just can't wait.
Say no more.
Wow, that was revealing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Aaron's preparing for a show she's performing in tonight as a dancer.
Correct.
Yeah, what's the show?
My church puts on a Christmas production every year. This year, it's the Polar Express, so I'm extra excited.
Oh, good. Oh,
Polar Express. You
know, it'll be fun.
I saw one of these kids' plays on social media, and they're kids dressed up like shepherds. You know, it's the Nativity scene. And these kids are probably 5-6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see in the background, the two shepherds start sword fighting with their staffs. Oh, it's hilarious. Some dad has to run out. Their 100th year are the Harlem Globetrotters. Two shows the day after Christmas. That is a tradition here in Pittsburgh, PPG Paints Arena. And KDK Radio begins our Friday night games with hoops. And the voice is our own Josh Roundtree, who you can see on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company, and also on our KDK Radio YouTube page. Josh, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you? I love the Globetrotters background music. I actually have tickets, so I'm going to go see the Globetrotters. I haven't seen them since I was a kid, so looking forward to that, I think, next Friday after Christmas.
Yeah, they're really, really entertaining. And I'll tell you what, I've spent a lot of time. I have three kids, Josh, two daughters and a son. All of them played basketball, high school basketball, and my youngest played all 4 years. She started as a freshman, and I enjoyed going to the games. I spent a lot of time in the gyms like you, and tonight it's Moon and Char Valley to really get us rolling. I also want to ask you about Monday. I know we get the special holiday tournament coming up too, so let's talk about this matchup tonight.
Yeah, Moon and Chartiers Valley, I think a really good matchup, you know, kind of bordering communities, kids that know each other, cross over with each other. They play each other in multiple sports every year. So you have that regional kind of rivalry flair to this one. You also have two really good basketball teams. You know, Moon is a group a couple of years ago that won a WPIL championship. Chartiers Valley won a title a year ago, making a really impressive run to the championship in Class 5A. And these two teams met three times a year ago, including in the postseason. Chartiers Valley won all three, but a couple of those were really close basketball games. The faces have changed a little bit with these two teams, but that doesn't mean that they're worse basketball teams. You look at Moon, I mean, they lost Michael Santacola from last year, who's really good, was a really good player. He's playing at a top-tier Division II school now in Nova Southeastern, and they were able to get an infusion of talent, I guess, via the high school transfer portal, if you will, with Jackson Bauman, his brother Brody. They came in from Knock, and they're both really good, especially Jackson. He kind of runs the show. Son of a coach, and just really kind of orchestrates their offense. And then on the Chartiers Valley side, they have a young kid, a sophomore by the name of Luca Federico, who is a 6'5" guard slash forward. He can kind of do it all, but he scores over 17 points a game. And, you know, he was a freshman last year, kind of paid his dues, but you could tell that there was a lot of talent there. And now this is really, it's kind of his offense, his team right now as a sophomore, but they're really deep around him as well. I think both of these teams, at the end of the day, are going to be competing to reach a championship game in 5A.
So I'll be working on Monday, and I know we've got a whole lineup starting at 11 o'clock. We've got games, and this holiday classic created by KDK Radio.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it starts in the morning. There's a session in the morning and then a session at night. The morning session is Carrick and Alderdice, a City League matchup, and, you know, a couple of really strong players on either side there. And then you have Avonworth and Fox Chapel girls basketball after that at 12:30. And that should be a fun game as well, two really traditionally strong programs. And then in the evening, Pine Richland against Sewickley. I think both, that's going to be a fun basketball game. There's a lot of good talent on the court in that one, good coaches as well. And then the finale, the 6 and 8 o'clock games, Pine Richland, Sewickley, and the finale is Mars and Montour. That's at 8 o'clock, and that should be a fun basketball game. Austin Robleski, excited to see him out of Mars, really good player. And you know, we saw Montour this past Friday, and you know, a bit of a slow start to the season for them, but they're a fun team to watch, and you know, they played really well for a while against Lincoln Park and just couldn't quite put it all together throughout the duration of that game. But they're a really good basketball team, I think, that's just taken some time to come together. So four games, starts in the morning, a break after that, and then you know, some evening basketball as well to lead us up to the holidays, the Holiday Hoop Classic. I think it's the third year now that you know, we've done this with KDKA, and it's just so much fun to go down there and, you know, see the kids walk into the arena, and you know, their eyes get big when they see that grand stage for them. But the games have been really, really good. We had a half court buzzer beater to win a game a couple years ago. Last year we had a furious comeback by Fox Chapel with 5 minutes or with 50 seconds left. They were down by 5 points, found a way to win in overtime. So there's been some really good games that have happened at PPG Paints Arena, and I think we'll get a couple probably on Monday as well.
Yeah, exciting time. I remember just playing hockey as a kid, and once a year we'd have a chance to play in the old Civic Arena, and it was such a thrill just to be there. And I know they walk in PPG Paints, and it is the big time. So now, how are you breaking up these games? Are you play-by-play? You're not doing them all, are you?
No, I think we have our good friend Jeff Hathorn, who's gonna do the first two, and then I'll do the last two. So Jeff gets the morning, and I'll take the evening. I believe that's the breakdown for it. So I'll have Pine Richland and Sewickley and Mars and Montour, and Jeff will get those first two games of Carrick Dice and Avonworth Fox Chapel on the girls' side. So yeah, we'll four in a day. You know, I want to have a voice by the holidays. You know, I suppose, but but. No, we'll split it up with Jeff, who's, you know, as you know, the best.
Well, you guys do a great job. It all starts at 6 with a little pregame action and tip off at 7:30 tonight. Moon and Char Valley. Josh, appreciate the time. If I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, and let's have a Happy New Year.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.